How the Local Church Can Become a Wise Recovery Community. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. The local church has a powerful calling in addiction recovery ministry. The church is not a treatment center, detox facility, counseling clinic, or recovery program. But the church can become a wise recovery community where people are welcomed with truth, grace, prayer, dignity, accountability, and long-term spiritual support. Many people in recovery wonder, will the church see me as more than my past? They may carry shame from addiction, relapse, family damage, legal consequences, broken promises, or spiritual failure. Some have been judged harshly. Others have been enabled carelessly. A wise church avoids both extremes. A wise recovery community does not shame people for addiction struggle. It also does not pretend addiction has no consequences. The church holds grace and truth together. What helps? First, the church should speak about recovery with dignity. People are more than their addiction, relapse, drug of choice, or worst day. They are embodied souls created in God's image. They may need support, accountability, referral, discipleship, and community. But they should never be reduced to a label. Second, the church should clarify roles. Pastors, chaplains, sponsors, recovery coaches, counselors, elders, deacons, mentors, and volunteers do not all do the same thing. Confusion creates harm. A church recovery ministry should know who offers spiritual care, who handles benevolence, who responds to crisis, who provides recovery accountability, and who makes referrals. Third, the church should become safe without becoming naive. Safety includes confidentiality with limits, wise meeting spaces, transportation policies, boundaries with money, sponsor respect, and crisis escalation pathways. A church that wants to love people in recovery must prepare before the crisis happens. Fourth, the church should welcome people into the body of Christ, not turn them into projects. People in recovery need worship, scripture, prayer, friendship, service, discipleship, and belonging. They also need time. Do not rush people into public testimony or leadership before trust, stability, and accountability have grown. Fifth, the church should support families. Addiction often wounds spouses, parents, children, siblings, and friends. Families may need prayer, boundaries, education, grief support, and encouragement not to enable destructive patterns. What harms? Gossip, public shaming, savior behavior, rushed leadership, spiritual cliches, private rescue, and pretending relapse never happens. A wise recovery church is patient, truthful, prayerful, structured, and full of hope. It does not replace recovery support. It strengthens it. It does not hide Christ. It represents Christ with humility, wisdom, and love.